anymore?
That it is thriving, and people are trying to make money out of it mainly. Whether it's the drink people buy or how much they charge in. I think some places in Cork charge a fortune to get into places, and I think it's ridiculous. Mind you, know, we're not as bad as some places like Dublin. I know Dublin's bigger. We wouldn't be as bad as Dublin. But if they put more variety into stuff, people would be more interested in it. Or if they had sort of special nights or something like that, that'd be better. I know Freak Scene, that they do that every so often, that they have balls and stuff like that, which is sort of good if you're into the music. But if you're not, you sort of know where to go if you're into rock music, you know, which is sort of a shame. But I mean, as far as I know, I mean, there's a guy I know, Perry, who'd be a friend of my friend Sean. He's into his sort of reggae and sort of stuff like that, like, you know, Jamaican music. And he, I mean, he went out and he got some gigs and stuff, and, you know, brought some of the, you know, African Americans and, you know, people who are into generally into that music, or even people from London who would be into Jamaican music around, you know, and they got a big crowd and a big turnout. It just shows you have to get up off your ass and do something about it, and there's no point whinging. But suffice to say, you know, you have to have money for that.
What would you say is the best thing about the Cork music scene?
Music scene? The variety of bands. There's a lot of talent coming out of Cork, and if you can just see me, you can just see from websites and people playing. I mean, nearly every night there's a band playing from Cork. If not, they bring people down from Dublin or down from wherever, like, you know. So it's growing, definitely growing, and I'd like to see it grow because there's a lot of potential in Cork and for Cork music scene. I think we should plug Cork bands more, definitely. And Cork pubs and clubs should, you know, should make sure it includes Cork bands because there's some damn good ones out there.
Could you tell me a bit about what you do and about your radio station?
Well, I'm a DJ on a illegal. I'm on a pirate station, Freak FM, 105.2 FM. Well, I just DJ on Thursdays, 8 to 10, I do 2 hours with my compadre, DJ Razor. And she's a laugh. And we just generally have a laugh, pump out the tunes, do with people. If people want to text in, we play the request. If they want us to have a joke about something, we'll have a joke. We got people. Well, we had people ringing in about cornettos last night. So that's sort of funny.
Who's your target audience? Who's your main audience?
We don't have a target audience. Our listeners range from like anything from 13 to 60. I was in a taxi a few times, different taxis or cabs, and they had the station on, and I was like, wow, that's sort of cool. Because we've rock on there. And it's good. It's good. It's nice when, you know, people go, oh, I listen to this person or I listen to that person. And at the end of the day, it's all worthwhile because we're sort of producing something for people around the city that they never had before. And it's good. Variety is always good. And if people sort of go, oh, you know, Freak FM. I mean, we've got no competition. So, I mean, that says something that there was definitely a niche for it, like, you know. And from the size of the people that are gathering in the pub right now for a variety, there's definitely a big thing for it, like, so, yeah. I think it's going well, yeah.
Amy, if you had a mess-